Vayter in Shas. We are in Bava Metzia, Dav Ayin. Hey, picking up at the top of the page about a Mishnah. Zog the Heilige Mishnah, and how we get into what's known as Sa'a B'Sa'a. Let's understand what Sa'a B'Sa'a means. A Sa'a means a certain amount of stuff that's going on over there. And that would be some sort of bushel. So like a bushel for a bushel, you can't do. Now, what's the problem? Let's take a look. If I, let's say, go ahead and I give you 100 apples, for you to give me back 100 apples would be a problem. You think, what's the issue? I gave you 100. I'm sorry, you gave me 100. I gave you 100. They give you back exactly what it was. The answer is that when you're dealing with produce, this isn't talking about with cash money. It's talking with actual produce. Because when I gave you the 100 apples, maybe it was $1 an apple. And when you give me back the 100 apples, you're giving me back maybe the $2 an apple or $1.50 or whatever it is and went up. Now, I didn't just get back $100 worth apples. I got 100 and plus stuff that's called ribis. That is a problem known as sa'a b'sa'a. Now, when we're dealing with very small measurements, we don't really care as much in that we allow things to happen. People can borrow between neighbors and things like that. And that we're going to see in the Mishnah itself, where Beis Hillel disagrees, but we don't posit Beis Hillel in this case. Zez says the Mishnah, lo yomer adam lechver, a person can't say to his friend, halveini kor chitam, lend me a core of wheat, a certain measurement, v'nitin lecha legorin, I'm going to give you back a core of wheat by the time of the threshing season. Aval omer le, but he can say, halveini ad shiyavu b'ni, you know, give me the core wheat until my son comes, because I have the stuff that's here is just locked up. Right? She says, the kiven the yeshlo, that's the hector we said all along, that yeshlo, when a person has it, then therefore it's not an issue for me to go ahead and to do this borrowing thing. Why is it when he has it, it's not a problem? So let's try again. Let's say I lend you 100 apples and you have another stash of 100 apples somewhere. You just can't access it now, but you still have it. So then it's considered as if it belongs to me right now. And then when you go and you give it to me a week later, a month later, a year later, it went up in value, went down in value. It doesn't really matter because it's considered like you have it. And therefore it becomes considered like it's mine. It's not actually mine as much as I can go and take it, but it's considered mine as much as it's not going to be a problem of ribis. So, if I'll omer like it say halvini atchiyav bini until my son comes, and then like I was reading the Rashi, kivus yishul shapir dami da hasah b'sah derabanan, who it's derabanan, the lav nashach daraisa, it's not really ribis daraisa, chiyesh lo gozer, they weren't gozer this issue when the person actually has stuff. Oh, atch emsam avtecho until I find the key, which means it's not having it, but I just can't get to it. V'hillel oser, Hillel does not agree with his idea of yeshlo. V'cheina yo Hillel also goes further and says lo tal v'isha kikar l'chaverta, a woman should not lend. Can't lend a loaf to her, halve, lend out. In other words, she can't give to her friend a kikar, a thing of bread. Until they evaluate what's the value of this, how much is it worth? Worth a dollar? And then you're going to return to me the value. Shema yuko chitim is maybe the value of chita of wheat is going to go up. Menisa ba'os li de ribis is going to come to the idea of ribis. That is the way that Beis Hillel says. It says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Yesh Lo Sa'a Love Sa'a. If someone has one Sa'a, he can rely on that saw and borrow a saw. So I want to borrow from you a certain measurement, 10 pounds of apples. If I have 10 pounds, I could do it. So time, if I have 20 pounds, then the lova satam, I can borrow 20 pounds. That is Rav Huna. Rav Yitzchak Omer, he says, no, I feel it's not contingent that I have to have exactly the amount that I'm borrowing. Rather, I feel yesh to saw. Lova alek kamakorim. Even if I have one saw, I can borrow many kor, which is a lot more than a saw. The reason that is because we break down those korim into like individual saws. So like, let's say I have one apple in my possession. I borrow from you an apple for apple. We're good. You know, I have it. It's just, I don't have it with me or whatever it is. Two apples. That's Tanakama. But then comes along Rabbi Yitzchak and says, even if you have one apple, you can borrow a million apples, because you could say that every apple that I borrowed was, oh, look, I have an apple. Second apple. Oh, look, I have an apple. The same first one, but I have an apple, because not actually that I'm paying you back with that thing. I could pay you something else. Therefore, the point is I could be makel over there and be able to do it in such a case. Tani Rabbi Chiya, Nitzayue, the Rabbi Yitzchak, we're going back up, Rabbi Yitzchak, Tipas Yain Inlo, if a person doesn't have a drop of wine, then he's not able to go ahead and borrow a drop of any wine. Tipas Shemin Inlo, if he doesn't have oil, he can't do it either. Right, tibzayin ain lo, tibz shemin ain lo, hayesh lo. But that implies that if he has even a little bit, then lo valek kama tipin, I can borrow thousands of drops of the one drop that I have. Sex, next part of the Mishnah, hillo. Somebody asks, taking stuff even if you have the same amount, even yesh lo. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, halacha de Beis Hillel, halacha was like Beis Hillel. But the halacha is not like him. Okay, so what's going on over here? He said the lacha goes like them, but we said the lacha is not like them. We don't go like him. V'chein oya hillel omer, hillel omer, hillel omer. Lo tal v'isha, a woman cannot give over and lend out a loaf to her friend unless they evaluate and see how much it's worth. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Zudir Rabbi Hillel, these are the words of Hillel, of a chamam, they say, lovim stam uparim stam. They can go ahead, you can lend out without trying to figure out the value of it, and you can take it back without figuring the value of it. Rashi says, Kikaru stam below kitsitsas damim. Shaloh chimil adaktik beser sabasal kokach. They're not so dukdak, so meticulous and exacting when it comes to just lending out such small amounts. You go to your neighbor, you borrow an egg, you have to measure the egg and weigh it out and see, was it 80 agarot or 90, or was it shekel, or I don't know, say in America, a quarter, I don't know how much things cost. But the point is that what do you do? Nuts. It was 10 grams, it was 23 grams, it was 27 and a half grams. People are mocha these things, it's nothing. If you have people that are makbid one another, Rashi says, "Bnei chabura holchin b'derech al yosfin b'beis echad isla sudas atzmo." You know, people that are doing their own thing and they're walking together. Hamakbidim zelzeh she'ein mochlin. They're not mochel. They're not mochel. I'll daver more on a little bit. Makbidim lahavul zeh b'midu mishkol minyan. When they borrow, they want exactly back what they gave. Overin, they're going to end up coming and violating a lot of yisurim. As she says, overin b'shabbos l'sviyam tovim mishum mida. That's the iser of measuring. You're not allowed to measure things on Shabbos. Mishum mishkal, weighing things out. Mishum minyan, counting exact amounts. Shalom, we're not allowed to do any of these things. Mishum lovin uparin, and on the yisurim of borrowing and paying back. Right? She says the time b'sach Shabbos. Uvachal yomer lo halvin. That we're worried you can borrow from someone without using the lashon of borrowing and paying back, because we're worried people are going to come to write it down. B'yom tov, all these are going to end up happening on Yom Tov. Ukedivrei Hillel afmi shemribis, and according to Hillel, these people are going to be chayev because of ribis, because of the small amounts are going to be very makbid on these very small amounts. So we say there's going to be an issue of ribis. Talmidei chacham mutar lovo zemi zemi ribis. Talmidei chacham are allowed to borrow from one another ribis. My time, how come? Because maybe the Yadi the Ribbis Asur, they are very clear about the fact that Ribbis is Asur, and therefore Matanu Diyava Dadi, when they go and they give one another, giving a gift to another, it's a full fledged Matana, and they would give it to them even without the borrowing, and therefore it's not an issue. Shmuel said to Avu Abari, "Halveini me apil belin. Lend me 100 peppers, but may have asked him, but I'm giving back 120 peppers, and that was okay because that's mechamin va'arich, and that's something which he set up to go and do." Rashi says, "V'shapir dami d'matana ba'almahu v'loribis not ribis arich." Tov v'doma lo b'sefer Ezra, find a similar type of lashon. Fine. Zok the next part. Domer Rabbi Domer Rav Mutar lo la'adam lahalvas bano v'mene beis ribis. You're allowed to lend to your household on ribis. Kedei lahatimam tam ribis, they should taste what ribis feels like. Rashi says yedu kama mitzar meitzar nosno v'avinu kama oncho gadol. You, I lend $100. You make $120. It's hard and painful to get that money back. If you're borrowing money, it means obviously you don't have the cash. If you have to pay back even more, it's hard. So you're allowed to lend your kids or your people that rely on you. They could learn this concept of the pain of what it's like, and they won't do it. Says Gemara for Lav Milsi, but really we do not pass on like that because we're actually worried that what Mishum Da Asi LeMisrach, they're going to come to be drawn towards it. Rashi says Lahar Girl LeShiyachma Libam Aschar, they're going to come accustom themselves to doing this because they have a desire in their heart to get all this extra cash, this extra schar. So even though they feel that pain a little bit, they also see there's reward that comes from it, so they're going to come to do it. So we don't do that. Zok the next Halakha Mishnah, which now has to do with the idea of so to speak lending and borrowing when it comes to doing work. Omer lo lechaver, a person can say to his friend, Nake shimi va nake shimcha. You know, do weaning for me and I'll do for you. Rashi says, Nake shimi ayom va nake shimcha lamachar. You're allowed to go and you're allowed to do. Adori mi va adori mcha. Dig for me and I'm going to dig for you. Rashi ador means the lashon of chafor. We saw that in Mori Katamar in the beginning. Velo yomer lo, but he's not allowed to say that nakesh imi ve'edor imcha, like weed for me, I'll dig for you, or adori mi va'nakesh imcha, dig for me, and I'm going to do weeding for you. Rashi says, pa'amim shezu kashim izu, one's harder than the other, v'yishkan egon agar natale, v'schar shamamtin lo, you're ending up getting more, because I'm waiting for you to pay me back. Then what happens is, like me doing the work for you, was like I kilu lent you work, and now when you do it for me, and I'm going to get more out of it, because you're doing more type of work, harder work, or whatever it is, that's an issue. But and therefore that is an issue. You can't overlap the two different things. Beep, turn the page. On hey on my base. Call you may garid echad. Call you may reviachas. All the days of Garid are considered one. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Haim velo diktaku. Let's try it again. Kol yemei garid echad haim velo diktaku b'davar lachu shami yom echad yearich mechaveru o kachem mechaveru ela muter lomer lo ador imi hayom v'hazeh shal garid ve'ador imcha b'yom ploni shal garid. That is that garid is known as the dry season. So during the dry season, right during like the summer where the days are much longer, I'm not worried that if it's the beginning of the summer, the middle of the summer, the end of the summer, it's okay that you can do. I work for you in the beginning. You work for me towards the end, that's all considered very long days, and therefore we call it equal. It's like negligible, the difference in timing, and therefore the difference in work, etc. And Koyme Reviach is also during the rainy season, it's all considered one. Rashi says, Cheshbon Ke'echad, it's all considered like one Cheshbon, and therefore you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to make it up during those type of things. Lo Yomer Lo, but a person can say, Charushimi Begarid, plow for me during the Garid, the dry season. And then Avaniach Roshimcha BeRaviyah, and I'll do a few during the rainy season. Rashi says, "Sheyimei Raviyah Kashin LaMelachas LaMelachas Pesados." It's really hard during the rainy season to go ahead and to work out the land. So therefore, there's going to be an issue of ribbis that's going on over there. Rabban Gamliel Omer. Yesh ribbis mugdemis. There is advanced ribbis, v'yesh ribbis mucharis, and there is late ribbis afterwards. Kate said, what's the case? Nasan einav lilvo semenu. Let's say I want to go ahead to borrow from you. You're a really wealthy guy, and I want to be able to borrow money from you. So I put my eyes to do that. V'hum shaleich lo, v'omer shvil shetalveni, zui ribbis mugdemis. And I go ahead, and I send you a gift, because you're a rich guy, and you know, I'm going to do something for you, give you extra. If I borrow from you $100, I give you back $100, no problem. But if I borrow from you $100, I give you back $110 or $100 and a flower or $100 in chocolate, that's an issue of ribbis. So if I go and I send you a gift and I say straight out that, you know, I'm doing this in order that you'll lend me something, Zui ribbis mukdamis, this is called advanced ribbis. Love menu. If somebody already borrowed, it's most often I return the money. I borrowed 100, I give you back 100. And then I go and I send you a gift. And then he said that this gift is because of the money that you gave to me. Zui ribis meucheres. It was betelus from you while it was by me. That's called ribis meucheres. That is a problem. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Yesh ribis devarim. There's ribis when it comes to even words. Lo yom lo prison should say, da ki ba ish ploni mimakom ploni. That is, it's like, I scratch your back, you scratch my back, I scratch your back. Since you're willing to lend me the money, I'm willing to give you some insider training, like some information. You wanted to know when this guy's coming to town. I never would have stopped told you that, but because of the fact that you gave me stuff, now I'm willing to go and do such a thing for you. That's ribbis b'dvarim. Ve'elu ovrim belo sase. These are the type of things we're going to be over. Mitzvahs lo sase in the Torah. Hamalva ve'halove ve'ari ve'edim. These ones that are included in it. All these people that are involved in a ribbis thing, they're also included in the iser. Don't think that because I wasn't the lender, I was the borrower. I wasn't the borrower, I was a lender. I wasn't either of them, I was just a guarantor. I was just the witnesses. All these people are chayav. V'chamorim afa sofer, even the scribe. Over mishum, they're over the Yisrael of lo sitain. Umishum al tikach mieto, umishum lo sihiyat lo kinosha, umishum lo sisimun alav nashach, umishum lefteiver lo sitain michshav v'yisam elokecha ani Hashem. This past week's parasha. So, all these plikim, they're over, right? The first one is talking about the idea you can't give lo sita, you can't give him neshach marbis, and then it says you can't take from him neshach marbis, and it says you can't be to him like a creditor, and it also says that you don't put interest on a person, and lift the evil lo sita mishal, and a blind person don't put a stumbling block. You lending with ribbis, whatever it is, or being aided, whatever, you're causing this person to be involved in being over the iser. And that's a problem. Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Rishim ben Yochai Omer, Bar Yochai, says Rishim ben Yochai. Minayin lenoshe bechaver mana. Where do we know that if somebody was claiming money on somebody, and ve'inu ragil lahaktim lo shalom, and the borrower didn't generally say hello to the lender? So you lent me $100, and I never say hello to you. Sha'asir lakdim lo shalom. It's asir meaning I'll be makdim shalom to you. Talmud lomer neshech kol davar sha yishach neshech kol davar. Afilu dibor asir. Even ribbis of words itself is asir. Amazing concept over there. Are you allowed to say thank you to someone if they go ahead and they do something for you? So I remember hearing years ago, I didn't see this yet, taking it up, Shlomo Zalman said that you're not even allowed to say thank you if someone does something to you. But nowadays, since nobody nobody really means their thank yous. It's just like a cordial, whatever it is. So you're allowed to say thank you. The problem would be saying thank you so much for what you did. You wouldn't normally doing it. V'elu avrim. Next part of it, she said, these people are over when a person involved with the idea of a ribbis. Who are they? We said, ha'malo v'halo v'ha'ere v'aidim ter nerli v'over mishom ribbis. Now, v'elu avrim, these are people over on ribbis. Next part of that Mishnah. Amar abaye malve over bekulam. The malve, the one who's lending, he's over on everything. Right? She says, b'chol hani d'choshev v'masnisin. All those psukim we brought. Do no sin b'nash. He's giving with ribbis at the time of the halva. And he's taking it back when it goes in, it's time to pay up. He's like kenosha kishetovo v'docho. He's like the creditor in that case. He's giving him on him and neshach this ribbis again. He's giving him. So he's over on that as well. Let's see inside now. Malva over bekulan lova over mishum. He's only over the one who's borrowing. He's only over losashich lachicha. You can't pay interest to your brother. But to your brother, you shall not pay interest. He's over on these ones. Lo sisum sisimun alav neshach. You shall not place interest upon him. Those are the ones that they are going to be over. Tanya. We learned in a braisa, Rabbi Shimon Omer, malve ribbis, the people who lend with ribbis, yosim yimashim arvichim afsid, more than they gain, they actually lose. Rashi says, because I'm going to appear, because we saw an ayin aleph, and smote in the olam, that they lose out forever. Well, and not only that, elo shemi simin Moshe Rabbeinu chacham, vitara so emes. They say that Moshe Rabbeinu is a chacham, Rashi says, lishna ma'al yonokat, and vitara so emes, and his Torah is the truth. But really, it's as Rashi says, this is not it's like a euphemism over here. Loshen Sagi Nahar. What it means is the people that are doing it, they're considering Moshe like silly. He's like, he's not a chacham. I'm saying the Torah is not true. Because they're saying, I'll do whatever I want. The Omrim, and they say, you know, how are they doing it? By saying, Ilo Yehudeh Moshe Rabbeinu, She'erevach B'davar. If Moshe would have understood that you're going to gain by doing such a thing, Lo Yehudeh, he never would have written this in the first place. So it's like when a person's learning a ribbon, it's like saying, like, eh, Moshe didn't know what he was talking about. He also Rav Dimi Yama, when he said, Minayin Lo Shem Chavir Amanu, if you go ahead and you have a claim of a debt on a person of money, V'yodeh She'ein Lo, and you know that the borrower doesn't have the money. He can't pay you back now. She'also Lavar Elfanav. You're not allowed to pass it in front of him. Actually makes you feel bad. Don't be to him like a creditor. You keep walking by him, you're going to make him feel that way. Rashi says, Lo tira be'in of kenosha, bo tira of yevos. He's going to see he's going to be embarrassed. Amazing how far the Torah goes to the sensitivity. The guy can't pay, even if, you know, what he's supposed to do. He's not able to do it, so don't even come in front of him to make him feel that way. Rabbi Yami v'Rabbi Yasi Dami Tavar, both of them go and say, Kilu dano b'shnei dinim, they sentenced the borrower to two punishments. Shenamar here, Chavta enos l'roshenu bano b'yish v'amayim. If you go and you push a person, you give him lachetz, have to pay up, you're punishing him double over here. Number one is that you've mounted a mortal to press us to be able to pay. We've entered fire and water. Right, so when you're pushing this person to pay, he's like being put into fire and water. Rashi says, Lashon Nosha Kitvatar Meginim, Kirashia Hare, Elu Boim Be'esh, Umayim. It's like they're going in Esh and fire and water. Marsha says, Esh and Mayim, because Esh is fire, is like the embarrassment that he has in his face that it turns red, and it turns white is like the water, and therefore it's like Esh and water. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav. Call me she yeshlamos umalvo son shalom edim. Anyone whose money he lends without edim, over mishum lefnevis with the mishal, he's violating this issa. Rashi says she'ole al rucho shalove likfor, because now he's giving them the opportunity to go and to deny it. Eshlakish shalmer gorim klal alatz, when he causes a curse to himself. Rashi says kishetova v'zek kofer hakom mekalin osav omrim shudover al tzadik osak. Right, if you lend without any edim, you're going to cause a curse to fall on yourself when you try to go and get the money back. He denies that everyone's going to curse this person, saying, like, what is he doing? How dare he do this person? Shenemar te alamna sifse sheker adovros al tzadik osak. May these lying lips be silenced and speak falsehood about a righteous person. Right? The bar is denying, and he's not going to look good. Story time. Amrle Rabban Ravashi. Kamikayim Ravina, Komad Amr Rav Rabbanon. Ravina upheld everything that Chum said. So Shalach Le Ravashi is like, oh, really? He wanted to see about that. Shalach Le Bahade Panya Damali Shapsa. What he did is he sent Ravashi. Shalach Le Bahade Panya Damali Shapsa. When it was getting dark, right? Erev Shabbos, Lishtar Le Mar Asar Zuze. He says, well, can you please borrow, lend me 10 zuz? Remember they said about Ravina that he's so careful. So Ravashi wanted to test that. So he said right before Shabbos, can you lend me 10 zuz? The Isra Milik Tina, the Ara Lemizvan, because I came by a small a piece of land that I'm able to go and I can buy. Shalach Le, he sent back to him, Nesi Mar Sadi. So he says, bring Edom, Venechtav Ksavim, and we're going to write it up. Shalach Le, so he sent it to him. Afila Ana Nami. Ravashi, oh, I'm sorry. So Ravashi sent to him, Afila Ana Nami, even me. Like, what, you're not going to trust me? Why did you bring Edom? Shalach Le sent back, Kol Shekein Mar, certainly you. The Torah begirtsa, because you're so busy and steiging all the time, therefore, Mishli V'gorim Klol Latzmi. Maybe you're going to forget about this loan over here, and you're going to cause me to have a curse upon me when it's forgotten. Rashi says, Yishkach Halvasi V'gorim Klol Latzmi. I'm not interested in that happening. So we see he kept it. Tana Rabbanan Shlosh Etzolkin Veinu Nanin. There are three that cry out, and they're not answered. Rashi explains, what does that mean? What are we talking about? That means is, Etzolkin Bebezin Shamata, Bebezin, of here, in this world. They have a claim about something, you know, Nanim, Shehim Gorman, Shehare, Heim Gorman Latzan. They cause himself their own problems. These are them. Someone who has money and he lends without Edom. That himself, like, what do you want? You want to come, what do you want me to tell you? You don't have Edom, you cause yourself a problem. Someone who acquires an Odom for himself, right? Says first, I come on, explain what that means. A love, and someone whose wife rules over him. Whoa. That is, if his wife, like, behaves in a way where she runs the show, and therefore she says, give me money, now he needs some money back, or to get something, he's not able to, because you shouldn't let your wife rule over you. Kona adon la'atzma ma'i, what does it mean you cry an adam for yourself? Ikidami, some say, tola nechasa b'nachi, one who gives over his property to a guy. Rashi says, Omer Moshe ani mishtamish behen shal ploni nachri him. There are nachri shalol la'ashbia atzmo, upa'amim shal nachri shamea, umaymid eidim, betova b'dineim. He goes and he takes it. What does that mean? So that people shouldn't consider him that he's rich, he says that the money he's using, oh yeah, it belongs to Jamal. Now, if the non-Jew hears this, then maybe he's going to grab Edom quickly to like hear this going on, and they're going to say that, yeah, that this is what happened over here against the Siyad and the Goy Shakur, they're going to take the money. Ikadami, some say, HaKosev Nechasev Labano B'chayev, someone who writes over his stuff to his kids while he's still alive, right? His sons want to use it, and the father, if his sons want to use it, now the father can't stop him from using it. Therefore, now they have a master. Some say, one who is, let's say, not doing well in a particular town, it's bad for him. In some area, it's bad in the town. And he doesn't move to another place. So he's not doing well in one place. And therefore, now he owes so many people stuff. And instead of going and leaving the place, he stays where he is. That's a person who's Kona and Odom for himself. Hadun Aloch Ezu Nesher. You know, our minhag, we said that we're going to Hadun Aloch, so let's actually make sure that we do that. Let's go way back to Daf Samach. The Gemara there starts up by saying, Ezu Nesher, Ezu Tarbis. What's Nesher? What's Tarbis? And from that, we are Yosef Zion, my friends, Mazel Tov, on finishing the fifth parak of Maseches Bava Metzia. Ezu Hashem, we'll start with the sixth. Next time. Until then, I want to show you all a great, great day.